Welcome to Success in 6 Minutes, and it's just that, 6 short minutes of motivational tips which I hope are easy to listen to, but more importantly, they're easy to put into action today so you can start to achieve the success that you desire. Your feedback and ideas are always welcome, so honestly, if there's anything you'd like me to cover, just let me know through Instagram, mallory.penny, or through my website, pennymallory.co.uk. So this podcast is about understanding why your thinking affects your behaviour. And I'm going to start with the CBT principle, cognitive behavioural therapy, because CBT uses a range of talking therapies based on the theory that our thoughts, our feelings, our moods, what we do and how our body feels, they're all completely connected. CBT does work to help us notice and change problematic thinking styles and behavioural patterns so we can feel better. But of course, we can use CBT for non-problematic thinking, for really positive thinking. It can help to manage your problems by changing the way you think and behave. And although it's commonly used to treat anxiety and depression, CBT can be really useful for other mental and physical health problems. However, understanding the underlying principles can be extremely useful if you want to try and understand why you might be feeling or behaving in a certain way and you want to change the way you think and behave to improve your life. So let me start by asking, have you ever woken up in the morning in a really bad mood? I expect you have. You know, when you feel really unmotivated, miserable, sluggish and slow. And if you've ever felt like that, how are you behaving? Did you skip down the street smiling and laughing? Probably not. I would think you probably had a sad face, you were hard to communicate with, maybe you were quiet and still, or maybe snappy and unkind to people around you. But alternatively, what about when you wake up in a really great mood, excited and energised, full of beans and raring to get stuff done? Were you mean to people around you and spiky? Probably not. You were probably laughing, smiling and had a spring in your step. And the principles of CBT might start to explain how these feelings and how you behave are inextricably linked. So let me start at the beginning. I want you to imagine drawing a large oval shape on a piece of paper and writing at the top of that oval shape, environment. So now I want you to consider what sort of environment you exist in. When it's at work, is it an office or do you work outside? Are you travelling a lot in a car or maybe you work from home? And is your home a comfortable, safe place or is it somewhere you feel uncomfortable? Is it unsuitable for your lifestyle? Are you happy there? Before you get anywhere close to understanding how your thinking and behaviour affects your life, I think you've got to consider your environment and if it's a place you're likely to thrive in. So for me, I absolutely hate being in an office. I could never thrive there. I get to an office, I just want to run out. I love constantly changing environments. I love the outdoors, particularly forests. And I speak a lot at conferences. So strangely, a stage in a conference hall is a really comfortable, good environment for me. I also worked in a prison for a few years, coaching inmates to think about their non-offending behaviour when they get released, so they're less likely to offend and go back into prison. But I hope you've never been to a prison, but it's a really horrible, depressing, cold environment where very few people are likely to thrive. So what is your environment like? At work? At home? Is it ideal for you? Does it suit you? You're never going to be performing at your absolute best if you are in an environment that feels uncomfortable or unsuitable. So number one is just have a think about your environment and where you would thrive best and try and create that environment so that you've always got the best possible opportunity to get the success you desire. So you've got your big circle marked environment and now I want you to draw 4 smaller oval shapes within that large environment oval. One at the top, one at the bottom and one to the left and one to the right. And we're going to give each of those ovals a different word. So the smaller oval that you've just drawn at the top, you're going to call thoughts. Let's assume you wake up one morning all excited because maybe you're going on holiday tomorrow. What mood does that put you in? If it was me, I'd be excited, I'd be happy, bouncy, and really looking forward to tomorrow. So in the next oval shape to the right, imagine writing mood, and the oval shape at the bottom, write behaviour. So at the moment, you've got the top bubble saying thought, I'm going on holiday tomorrow. In the right-hand bubble, you've got mood, you're excited and you're happy. And the bottom bubble, you've got behaviour. Well, you're probably, if you're going on holiday tomorrow, relaxed, you're chatty, you're kind, you're helpful. It's all good. Now for the last oval shape on the left, you're going to write physical state. So just think about it. When you're relaxed and chatty and kind and helpful, how does your body feel? Well, I would imagine it would feel relaxed, it would feel calm. You might have a slightly raised heart rate because you're so excited about driving to the airport and flying off to the sunshine. Now imagine drawing an arrow between each oval shape. The first arrow from thoughts to mood, the next arrow from mood to behaviour, and the next arrow from behaviour to physical state, and then complete the cycle by drawing an arrow from physical state to thoughts. So maybe now you can start to see how your thoughts trigger your mood, and that mood triggers your behaviour, and your behaviour, your mood, and your thoughts absolutely affect your physical state. And this is a constant cycle all day long. The thousands and thousands of thoughts that you have all day long are triggering moods, behaviours, and affecting your body and ultimately your health. But let's just see what happens if you have an ugly thought, a really nasty negative thought. You wake up and you think, oh my God, I am dreading doing that presentation tomorrow. Everyone's going to laugh at me and I'm going to be rubbish. What mood does that put you in? Probably agitated, in a pretty grumpy, bad mood. You might feel quite miserable. And what happens to your behaviour? Well, you might snap at people, you might slam doors, you might be thoughtless or unkind to people around you. And your physical state? You might be thinking about that presentation, starting to get a headache, tension in your shoulders or neck. Maybe if you're really nervous, your palms will start sweating and your heart rate might increase. So can you see again how your thoughts affect your behaviour and affect your body? So now I want you to start noticing your mood from here on in. Every day, just notice the mood you're in, how you're behaving, and track that mood and behaviour back to the thoughts that you are having. It does take a bit of practice, but you'll start to become very aware of what you're thinking and how it affects your behaviour. And once you are aware, you're in a position to start choosing and changing things. Maybe when you ask yourself why you slammed that door, you can start to track the reason back to your thought and your mood and your grumpy behaviour. Can you see just how mindful and careful about what you think, how important that is, because it triggers everything else? So as long as you're aware of the connection between your thoughts, your mood and your behaviour, and your physical state, then you're in a brilliant place to start changing things for your benefit and lining things up for the success that you desire. If you're interested in inquiring about conference speaking, then you can get in touch via my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or through Instagram, mallory.penny.